going to get an old tune here. Maybe some of you are familiar with it, maybe some of them are not. Called Shokin' Farewell on the Key of D. Going to get another old tune here called Golden Slippers on the Key of D. Thank you. Gonna play an old tune here called Faded Love. Thank you. apologize. I made a boo-boo on a tune there. I'll get it now. Down yonder.
I was getting language instructions here. See if I can do this right. I have no problem with our next fiddler. I can say Jim Hollis real well. It's his banjo player that's Walter Gerasimovich. Did I do it? Hey! She walks, she talks, she tells bad jokes. Okay, they're from Terre Alta, West Virginia, both of them. And Jim says that he's 70 years old and he's been playing for 57 years, bringing our total to 593 years. We're getting there. See, we're not even halfway done and we're over 500, so we ought to make it to 1,000 by the end of the day. We'll see how we're doing. Do I need to tell a bad joke again?
No,
okay. No, please, they're ready. Okay, well, without further ado, Jim Hollis.
Following that group's like following Babe Ruth in the batting order. The only thing I got going for me, I got a pretty fiddle. We're going to play a tune here, Dusty's Hornpipe. You forgive us if we make mistakes. Now, I've been playing the fiddle for 57 years, but I quit there in the middle of about 40 years.
Thank you.
cry that maiden prayer. Hey, for trying the maiden's prayer. Said to play some of them old tunes, so we're going to play one called Old Hang On. This is in the key of D. We hate to repeat there, but the fellows in front of us stole their thunder. They played two of her tunes. We're going to try to play a little bit of Maple Sugar.
I want to ask Jim a question first, though.
All right, Jerry.
I just met Jim just a couple months ago and learned about his fiddle playing, and Jim's father was a fiddle player, and he was kind enough to tape me a whole bunch of really old tunes that I swear nobody else knows how to play. And I asked Jim if he's going to do any of those here today, and he said, well, his backup didn't know those tunes, hadn't heard some of them hadn't heard those tunes. But Jim has learned a lot of great music that has come down from his dad, and I was really glad to meet Jim because he's got all these tunes that nobody else knows. So what are you going to do there, Jim?
Maple sugar. I might say that this fiddle has been in our family for almost 100 years. I've got a picture of my dad playing this fiddle in 1903. And the reason I can identify it by the white keys. So it's old, older than me. Starts out in A and then comes the D.
Thank you.
try a polka. Nobody's played the polka yet today, have they? Okay, we're all play one. Pennsylvania polka. In the garden. Thank you.
All right, that was great. Next up, we have people who have been here since the beginning, and old-time friends of ours, Joe and Barbara Coe. They're from Fairmont, and Joe's been playing the fiddle for, gee whiz, 35 years. Okay. Barbara's been playing the fiddle for 20 years, and as I said, they were here at the beginning, and they're here again.
On now? Yeah. We'll play one tune called Down Yonder. Play one I never heard anybody else play this tune except myself around here. A Pennsylvania fiddler plays it. It's called Just Plain Old Susie with two chords G and D. Got to keep a list of all the tunes I'm going to play because I forget them awful easy. I was just the doctor the other day and told him that I thought I was losing my memory, and I said I seem to forget things awfully easy. He said, matter of fact, real quick seemed like I forgot them, and he said, well, how long has this been going on? I said, how long's what been going on? This is a tune that a lady back home used to play. She just passed away, I think, about a couple of years ago, and she was 96 years old, and she said her grandfather played it, so I know it's a pretty old tune. It's key of C. Called Grandpa's Favorite. She didn't know the name of it. She called Grandpa's Favorite. I made me a fiddle last winter when all the snow was on. I put a head on it, and a couple weeks ago I was talking to another fiddle from down around Charleston, and he said, "I know why you carved that head on there." He said, "Just too lazy to carve a scroll." Well, we'll see what I got on here. Here's another tune that hardly anybody else plays called Cow Cross the Road. I got one here, one of the last tunes I learned, and I never heard anyone much play it. It's called Julianne Flanagan. It must be Irish. Dr. Melissa again. Well, I got another tune that nobody heard. I don't think. Called Prairie Sunflower. Back when I was about 5 years old, it was an old fellow used to come to our house and play on Sunday. He played one tune and that was it. So, and he played it pretty good too. So that's what I'm gonna play. Jeez.
Okay, so I gotta tell you about this next guy. I took a class from him this summer. He's very strict. And he just asked me a few minutes ago if I had been practicing really hard since then, and I made the mistake of being honest and told him no. He got annoyed, and well, you can see the consequences. So, this is Wilson Douglas coming up. Wilson is from Flatwoods, West Virginia. He has been playing 55 years, so I think we're gonna make it, folks. It looks real good at this point. After Wilson plays, we'll have 703 years of fiddling. And we still got a lot to go. Some big numbers coming up here. Wilson's 74 years old, and he is a newlywed. He's been married for 4 months. Yeah, go Wilson. His wife, Aggie, is here, so you can, somewhere, she's not up here. I have to be very careful turning my head. I don't want to put anybody's eye out, you know?
She's right there. There's that.
There's a green building in the park, Pennsylvania license. Its trunk is open, the instruments are exposed, and the starting line.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't go away. We got to get the story right. There is a car, truck,
gray
Mercury, Pennsylvania plates, in the parking lot with the trunk open, instruments exposed, and it's starting to rain. So